going to go through now some of the common issues that come up when it comes to the Seder night, specifically regarding the mitzvah of drinking wine and reclining when drinking wine. So first of all, the basic question is, why do we have four cups of wine? The Gemara in, or the Mishnah, in Psachim Daf Tzadi Testament Bay states that lo yifchasu lo me'arba kosel shel yayin. You need to have at least four cups of wine. The question is why. So what approach to understand why you have to drink four cups of wine is, you drink wine because it's a sign of freedom. It's a feeling of chayrus. Why specifically four? So maybe if there are four terms of redemption. Rashi has one variation of this, probably the most popular variation of the types of redemption. Rashi writes that there are four lishonos of geula, votzeisi, vitzalti, vigalti, v'lakachti, in Parshas Va'era. So that's one formulation. There are other expressions of geula. It could be the past and the present, the future. There are different mefarshim have different explanation of why four specifically. But the idea of having wine, having a lot of wine, is a sign of freedom, and four is four different types of redemption. The Rambam, though, seems to take a different view on this. The Rambam, Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, states that kol kos v'kos me'arba kosos so ha'elu b'varach Allah bracha b'fnei atzma. Every cup of the four cups of wine is associated with its own bracha. The first kos, or its own mitzvah. The first cup of wine is the cup on Kiddush. The second cup of wine is you read the Haggadah with the second cup of wine. The third cup of wine is for benching, and the fourth cup of wine is Hallel. So, according to the Rambam, there are four primary Pesach mitzvahs, the night of the Seder, Kiddush, Sipur, Yisipur, Yisraim, as reflected by Haggadah, or Magid, the benching and the Hallel, each one to add chashivos, to add importance to these mitzvos, we recite these mitzvos over a cup of wine. Rav Menachem Kasher has a little bit of a different take on why we have four cups of wine, and he says that you have four cups of wine because that's pirsume nisa. Pirsume nisa literally means to publicize the miracle, but it means to do something different than you normally do, to emphasize the fact that you are celebrating a miracle that took place. So normally in Mishnaic times, people would drink three cups of wine during a meal. They'd have one cup of wine, at least on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you had one cup of wine for Kiddush, you'd have wine during the meal, and you'd have wine for benching. So you normally would have three cups of wine. So on the night of the Seder, to demonstrate that we're doing something different to celebrate our freedom, so we have an additional cup of wine, we have four cups of wine. The question, though, is how much wine should you drink? Normally, when it comes to Kiddush, Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simon Reish Ayin Alf, Sif Yud Bey states that you should have what's called a Melo Lugmav, which is probably a rove, Shulchan Aruch writes, it's a rove revius. It's a majority of a revius of a lug. However, when it comes to Pesach, and the night of the Seder, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak in the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Chasam and Beis says you have to drink Ruba de Kasa, rove the majority of a cup, not rove revius, but a rove of a cup. Now, Tosis points out that what that means is Kimlo Lugmav. So Tosis is assuming that your cup is a revius, and you should drink a rove revius. No difference between the night of the Seder and any other night when you're reciting Kiddush, like Friday night or Yom Tov. However, the Ramban writes, and the Ramban is cited in Aruch Chaim Siman Tuf Ayin Beis, that you need to drink a rove kos, the majority of a cup, afilu machzik kama revi'iyos, even if it has many revi'iyos, even if it's very, very large. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tuf Ayin Beis Saif Tes cites both opinions. Cites the opinion that you need to drink a majority of revius, and some say you have to drink a rove kos. And what's the difference? Perhaps the idea on regularly on Shabbos or Yom Tov, the goal is you add chashivus, you add importance by reciting Kiddush or doing a mitzvah over a cup of wine. So maybe all you need is what's called te'ima. You need to taste. You need to have a little bit. You don't have to have that much. You have a rov revis. But the goal on the night of the Seder is not simply to add chashivas to a particular mitzvah. It's more than that. It's to feel freedom. And therefore, you have to drink a kos or drink a rov kos. Clearly, the Shulchan Aruch writes that ideally, you should drink a rov kos. And that seems to be, again, if need be, so the smallest amount you need to drink, it would be a rov revius. But the best opinion is that if you have a large cup, you should drink the kos or a rov kos. How much time should you drink? So again, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Tafayin Bay Sif Katan Laman Gimel, he said it's ideal that you should drink it all at once. I'm sorry, in Sif Katan Lamed Dalet, he says, L'chadchila nochon lishtos rov revius b'vas achas. Ideally, you should drink the shear at once. It's not so clear whether the time it takes to drink, that you have to drink it within Kadesh Shasias revius, which is, let's say, two gulps, which may be a minute or so, or if it's Kadesh Achilas Pras, the time it takes to eat, you know, the regular shear for food, which is Kedei Achilas Pras, would say it's around 4 minutes. In the context of a meal, do we view drinks differently than food? So that's a shaila. Obviously, it's better to drink it all at once. It's better to drink it within a minute. But just to take a bunch of sips over a long time, that's probably not, you know, you might not be yotzei the mitzvah of the arba kosos. How much is a revius, actually? So you have like two extreme positions. You have Rav Chaim Noah will say it's around 3 fluid ounces. And you'll have the Chazon Ish will say it's, let's say, 5 fluid ounces. Why that's so is beyond the scope of this short shear. Rav Moshe is somewhere in the middle, 4-something ounces. So do we take the lenient position, the 3 fluid ounces, or do we take the strict position of 5 fluid ounces? So the Mishnah Berurah, actually in the Ber Halacha, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Siv Yud Gimel writes, and he says, Dileinyon Doraisa, when it comes to a mitzvah Doraisa, Kagon Kazayis Matzah below Pesach, when it comes to, like, say, eating Kazayis Matzah night of Pesach, B'vadei Yish L'Hachmer K'divrayim, you should certainly be strict, the strictest position, and take the stricter position of how much a Kazayis is. V'cheilinyon Kiddush Alayla, and same thing comes to Kiddush at night, the Karohu Doraisa, it's really De'oraisa, because Kiddush is De'oraisa. This is on Shabbos, Friday night. Now, therefore, you should follow the strict position of the tzlach. That's in order to be Huda, who basically doubled the size of what we thought the shear of a kazayis is a kabeitza, a revius. So, and however, the halacha writes, when it comes to Kiddush of Shacharis on Shabbos day, so then you can be lenient. So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that whatever the mitzvah is a doraisa, we should take the stricter shear. And whenever it's a drabbana, we can take a lenient shear. So what that would mean, it would seem on the surface, at first glance, you would say that what? That when it comes to wine, so let's say this year, Friday night is the first kos, so that's also Kiddush. Kiddush is doraisa on Friday night. So for the first kos, you should have 5 fluid ounces. And for the rest, you can have revius of 3 fluid ounces. However, Rabbi Willix makes a different point, and he says, but even if Kiddush on Friday night is doraisa, but the mitzvah to drink it with a cup of wine, the wine aspect, that is only drabanan. Therefore, he thinks that you can rely on the lenient shita, the lenient opinion, even on Friday night. So what that emerges, from this is, let's say someone is difficult to drinking wine or grape juice. So what's the minimal shear? So if you want to follow the Chazon Ish, okay, you take a 5-ounce cup and you drink all of it. If you want to take the most minimal shear, the most minimal amount, is take a 3-fluid-ounce cup, and then, if need be, drink half of that, 1.5 fluid ounces for each cup. That's most minimal shiur. Maybe even a little less, but everyone should try to drink a minimum of 1.5 fluid ounces for every cup of wine. Do you have to recline? Now, obviously, we do recline. But it's not so clear, because we know that nowadays, but even in the Middle Ages, it wasn't typical to lean. It wasn't typical to require. It wasn't typical to recline. Nevertheless, the Rama writes, "Bechol dor v'dor." This is in Hilchot Chavi Tzimatzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav and Zayin. "Bechol dor v'dor, chayav adam laharos es atzmo kilu hu atzmo yatzah atam mishiv Mitzrayim." Person should always see himself as if he now left the slavery of Egypt. So the Rambam says that we should imagine ourselves in biblical times, and the presumption is that they leaned in biblical times. Not so clear if we have evidence, but it seems to be the case. The Torah says in Parsha B'Shach, "Vayasev osam elkim," the lashon of "vayasev." So the Medrash says "derech heseba," so he made them engage in heseba. So it seems that we put ourselves in a time machine, either to biblical times or to Mishnaic times, where they clearly leaned, and we put ourselves in a situation where we felt that we were free, and when they leaned in during that time. So that's why we lean, even though nowadays typically leaning is not a sign of freedom, but we imagine ourselves living in earlier times where they did lean. The Ravyan Chelek Beis, Maseches Pesachim Siman Tuf Kuf Chaf Hey, says, wait a second, nowadays, Ein Regilus Baratzeni LaHasev, so Yeshiv Kedarko. He says, nobody leans nowadays, so you don't have to lean for the Seder. There's no purpose in it. The goal of leaning is to demonstrate that you're free. Nobody who feels free leans nowadays, so we don't have to lean. So we have that Machlokas, the Rama and the Ravid. Shulchan Aruch generally passing like the Rambam over the Ravya, that you do have to lean nowadays. Nevertheless, the Ravya is not completely rejected, that we will align the Ravya perhaps with another position at, if need be, sometimes to tell you you don't have to lean. So for example, the halacha is that you're supposed to lean when you drink wine. Let's say you forgot to lean. But now, if you drink another cup of wine, then maybe you're going to give off the impression that there are 5 cups of wine. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tav Ayin Beis Seif Zayin, says. That if you drink and you don't lean, and then you drink again, it's nira yichsha shenira kemosi falakosos. It's going to seem as if you're adding on the cups of wine. Now, the Shulchan of the Ramah, together with the Mishnah Brura, points out that this is true when it comes to the first, third, and fourth cups of wine. Since we don't drink nowadays, Mishnah Brura points out, between the first and second cup. And after the third and fourth cup, we don't drink wine. So therefore, if you would drink another cup of wine, if you forgot to lean, then it seems, oh, there are 5 cups of wine. It's not arbakoso. So to avoid that, if you forget to lean when you drink the first, the third, and the fourth cups of wine, then you would not drink again. And you rely on the Ravya's position that, okay, you didn't have to lean. Lechat chila, idila, remachber, strict like the Rambam. But if you forgot to lean when you drink a cup of wine, since there's a counter pressure of nira kamosi falakosos, so there's an appearance like you're adding on the cups of wine, so therefore, after the first, third, and fourth cups of wine, do not need to drink again. But after the second cup of wine, forgot to lean, you would drink the wine again. Why? Because we typically drink and eat after the second cup of wine, that's the meal. So it's normal, natural to drink another cup of wine. So when you do, there's no nira kamosi falakosos, there's no appearance like you're adding on the cups. And therefore, if you forget to lean when you drink the second cup of wine, you would have to drink wine again. Now, there's a question when it comes to women. Do women lean or not when they drink wine or perhaps any other mitzvah? The Shulchan Aruch writes, Isha eina tzricha heseba elim kein hi chashuva. A woman does not need to recline unless she is chashuva. prominent. And the Rama writes, this is in Or Chaim Siman Tuf Ayin Beis Saif Dalet. Hagav v'chol hanashim shelon mikrei chashivos. The Rama writes that all of our women are considered prominent. Ach lo nugu lahasev ki samchol divrei Ravya. The kasetz manazayin in lahasev, but they all rely on the Ravya. So, why are the women only relying on the Ravya and not the men? So maybe you can say that there could be two different reasons. Number one is, it's not just that the women are only relying on the Rav Yah. Could be that maybe in Roman times or biblical times, women may not have leaned, even prominent women may not have reclined. So then you only have the... So therefore, you have two possible reasons why women wouldn't need to lean. Either because back in the day, the even prominent women didn't lean. And secondly, nowadays, the Rav Yah, we don't lean. So because there are two potential reasons to be lenient, women don't have to lean. But men only have the Rav Yah, so they should lean. So that's why if a woman doesn't lean, a woman certainly can could lean when she drinks the wine, but if she doesn't, she does not have to drink the wine again. If she forgets to lean when she eats the matzah, she doesn't have to eat the matzah again, because she can rely on the Rav Yah and the possibility that even then she didn't lean back in biblical or Roman times. Perhaps there's another reason to understand the difference between a man's obligation and a woman's obligation to lean. See, the reason why, I believe that Rabbi Willig made this point, I believe, that for men, reclining is a remembrance of the miracle. The Midrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu caused the nation to recline. Zecher l'nes. That's a man's obligation to sort of, like I said, put ourselves in a time machine, to imagine ourselves as if we were there, and so they lean then, so we lean now, because we imagine ourselves as if we were there, and we act as if we were there. However, a woman's obligation is not zecher l'nes; it's what's called pirsum hanes. It's about acting like a free person, as if God took us out of Egypt. So the difference between a man's obligation, which is zecher l'nes, and a woman's obligation, of Afin Hoyibosames, is what's called Pirsumanes, might be this, that for a man, he puts himself in a time machine. A woman's obligation is to act now, however the now is, as if she was free. So that's why men act as if they were back then, they do lean. And women act as if they were now, acting free now, as a free person would act now, wherever they're living, whatever generation they're living. So therefore, they would not need to lean. So, again, the custom is that women do recline, but a woman would not need to eat matzah again or drink wine again if she didn't recline. These are some of the basic mitzvos or halachos and reasons behind the halachos of wine, drinking the wine, how much wine, and haseba while drinking wine.